Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Why don't you tell Al what to play those two times? Because, I mean, you've been just miserable with the music today. You hated every selection. Why don't you pick the last two songs for the Crank It Up Friday? That you
All want? Right, you got it.
And you text them to Al.
I will.
And we'll jam out, and we'll end on a high note.
Okay, sounds good.
Take these matters into your own hands.
All right.
If you want something done right, you got to do it yourself these days.
I've always let Al handle that for the last 14 years. I've never really gotten involved in that. And anytime I try to do get involved, or if I ever suggest something to him, he gets all uppity.
Well, one of your all-time great suggestions was how to end the show on a Friday, which we've been using since you came up with it. So
there you go.
So they did listen.
So it's really only one opportunity for a Boomer suggestion, because we used that original Boomer suggestion.
And that was it.
On the last break on a Friday.
Right. Yeah. And then the rest of them, they're not going to listen to. But okay. Today, I feel like today, you got to get your music going these last two
breaks.
All right,
I'll try and do the best I can.
Because you've been just in a bad mood listening to these things.
I told you
you're
today.
You're going, oh, sleepy douchey. Oh, this is terrible. Oh, so we got to get you going.
All right.
We got to send you off on Friday, 10 a.m. We got to.
Sounds
good. Good mood, Boomer.
Yes.
All right, let's go to George in Tinton Falls. What's going on, George?
How you doing, guys?
Good morning. George.
Georgie, what's happening?
I had two questions for you real quick. One about the NFL quarterback's status these days with the salary cap and the contracts and everything. The issue where, say, with Goff or Carson Wentz doesn't work out, they got to trade him or whatever, and then Russell Wilson is getting paid big but not being able to pay other guys or whatever. Could there be, going down the road, some kind of thing where they in a way, devaluating that position, or where teams decide just to keep the quarterback on the rookie contract and then go with someone else?
Nah, it's not going to happen.
Salary cap's always going to be there.
No, the salary cap's always going to be there. If anything, it may go the other way, where they say, okay, you could designate a player where you can pierce the salary cap, kind of like what the MLS does right now. You could designate a player that you could pay over the salary cap, and he's one of your designated players. I could see that happening someday.
Mm, okay.
Although I know the Bengals wouldn't like that.
Mm. And what about the other thing about Boomer and his music?
I wanted to call you out a little bit there, Gio, because I wanted to ask, is it Al or whoever's in charge of making the selections? I wanted to give them credit, because about a month ago, right around this time, maybe 9:30, coming out of a commercial, you played a song, Carousel Ombra. It's a Led Zeppelin song from In Through the Outdoor. It's one of my favorite songs and a very underrated album. And I know Boomer would appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
100%, Georgie. Thank you.
You're calling me out. I don't understand. I've had no problem with the music today. It's been Boomer's had the problem with the music.
Here's a guy who was taking umbrage with me today.
Oh, we got an umbrage taker.
An umbrage guy. All right, guy in Rockland County.
Umbrage guy.
Guy, tell me the umbrage that you would like to take with me.
Hey, Mr. Boomer. Yes, definitely. Yesterday was the poop tilapia. Today is umbrage day.
So. Okay.
All right. My childhood quarterback back in 1983, Kenny O'Brien got drafted in 83. I'm 49 years old.
Yep.
And Kenny O was my childhood quarterback.
Great guy, yep.
Boomer, and my umbrage is, and it just got spurred on today, Boomer comes in, takes my childhood quarterback's job away, takes his number away. And it haunted me all these years, and I was upset, I have to say. And I'm a diehard, big-time Jet fan to this day. And, it's tough to get over. Your childhood quarterback is a big thing. And I never thought Kenny O got the respect that he deserved, and I thought he was a very good quarterback.
You know, I'm sorry you've been carrying this around for as long as you have. And I've actually had to discuss this before. I had no idea that they were going to give me the jersey for the press conference. I didn't ask for it. Yeah. They handed it to me. So if you have an issue with anybody, you have an issue with the Jets and who are running the Jets at that point in time.
Misplaced anger,
me.
Guy. Yeah, misplaced umbrage. Yeah.
I didn't even think Kenny O knew he got dismissed.
I don't think he was released yet at that point, which made it even more awkward. Yes, believe me, I know. I lived through it because I thought that they had basically released him, but then I found out after the fact that they hadn't yet.
That's a tough one.
It was just a matter of timing.
Yeah, but I mean, for you,
hey, look, it happened to me in Cincinnati. It happens.
Everybody
to everybody.
Gets
Jesus
replaced.
God. Look what happened to Brett Favre.
Yeah. And look what happened to Tom Brady. They basically said, "Hey, you're taking this salary, or you're out."
How about this? How about Ben Roethlisberger when he starts this year? This will be, I believe, his 18th year with the Steelers.
Yep.
He will have the longest single run for a quarterback and the same franchise.
Yes.
I think Marino had 17 and Brady had 17.
But I thought Brady was longer than that, though. Because Brady, but
I know, I feel like I saw
I know.
That
so was... you saw that. We got the same email. But I read it as because now Brady's on another team.
Yes.
That Brady's record has now been wiped away. So it's like the longest streak with guy in one team.
Now.
Yeah. No, not now. Just guy in one team.
A guy with just one team. Now
with just
Brady's
one
with
team.
Teams.
So now Brady has played for two teams. He doesn't qualify.
So Brady was with the Patriots for 19 years.
Yeah.
Or something like that, or 20 years.
Whatever it was. And now
and this is only as a quarterback.
Yes, quarterback, I think. I'd have to look at that email again. And I thought to myself, because I thought the same thing as you did. I was like, wow, that's impressive. Yeah. Longest ever with one team. And then I read into it more, and I said, it's a little bit of a fakakta thing.
All right, I'll read it to you right now.
Little fakakta stat.
2021 will be Big Ben's 18th with the Steelers, the record for most seasons spent all with one franchise by a quarterback in NFL history is 17. Dan Marino, 1983 to 1999, and John Brody, 1957 to 1973. And didn't have Tom Brady on there?
See, that's what I'm saying.
See, but he's not with one franchise. He's
with
the second franchise. That's, so you think that's a little bit, like, misleading.
It's a little fakakta stat. That's what I thought.
I mean, like...
Because to net, it should be, if you wanted to really make it a stat, which I don't even think it's worth even diving into that far,
yes.
Is you have to word it like, for never playing with any other team. You know, that's you have to put that in there, not just longest tenure with one team, because then you could say, all right, well, Brady had a long tenure with the Patriots, but then went to the Buccaneers. It's the phrasing of it is confusing to me. So to me, it would have to be, you know, the longest streak for an NFL quarterback with one team without ever putting on another jersey or being on another team's roster.
Right. So Tom Brady still has the record, right?
What? Well, now let me get this right. Big Ben is older than everybody in the NFL combined. Is that what you're saying? That Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers have been together longer than Tom Brady's been alive.
What? I mean, Brady's been with the New England Patriots, or was with the New England Patriots, for 20 years.
Well, let me get this. So he's there 20.
Yes.
And Ben is there for 18. But because Ben, see, Brady and Ben and Belichick and Tomlin and what? Cowher, a part of this? What is it already? With Art Rooney in the second. Why isn't he a junior? I never understood. If your name's Art Rooney, and then all of a sudden, where's junior? And you're the second. Does that mean if you're Art Rooney's the second son, are you the third, or does it skip to junior? What is it already? Yeah, I don't know. It's a misleading fakakta stat.
Yes.
Is what it is. Because if he retires, Ben, after this year, then he would be the longest tenured quarterback with one franchise who never put on another jersey.
There, then we could celebrate for
Is that what you want to say?
I don't know what I want to say. I wouldn't even care, really, but this person put it in this stat package, and I was like, this is misleading. Because the first thing I thought of was Tom Brady. I was like, that's 20 freaking years he had there.
Right.
But then he went to another team, so then I guess it doesn't count.
Right.
Brad Tom's Rivers got a Sports Minute point. I love Boomer loves those. What's up, Brad?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Hi, Brad.
So we were talking about the NFL overtime rules, and I just had an idea that I thought would work good.
Okay.
So I think you keep it the same how it is now. If the first team scores a field goal, then the second team either must score a touchdown. So if they don't score a touchdown, they lose, or they score a touchdown, they win. This way, there's no ties. The game doesn't go any longer. What do you guys?
That's a terrible idea. Dan in Franklin Square. What's going on, Dan?
Hello.
Hello, Dan. What's up?
Well, good morning, Gio. I heard you bring up Alfonso Soriano.
Alfonso Soriano, yeah. When he first came up, he was mesmerizing at the plate. Not a great defensive player, but, boy, that bat and that swing and the way the ball jumped off it, man, it used to get me all percolating.
Well, Gio, you know what? I did fundraisers for cystic fibrosis, Boomer, for years out in the left field terrace at Shea Stadium. And I threw a T-shirt down to him. He picked it up and brought it, started throwing up the baseball stars. It was really amazing.
Oh, look at that. Who knew? Alfonso Soriano, yeah. Great guy. Who's the worst guy, Boomer, that you ever dealt with in a charity setting? We always talk about these great guys. Was there ever a guy who was really a bad guy? Charity setting? There's got to be one. Come on.
Yeah, I had an issue, but...
Oh, you know what? I think I know who that person is.
Yeah, it's
NBA?
No. NFL player. It was really...
A what player? I'm sorry, Eddie was in my ear guessing.
An NFL player.
Oh, he was guessing people
it,
in my...
It was a really embarrassing and ugly situation, yes.
Embarrassing and ugly situation.
Now that, you could say, is a tool.
A guy from your era? Played with you?
Yes.
Can you give me the position?
No.
Oh, come on. I mean, why not? How many years ago was this?
I'd probably say, I don't know, probably
94. Yeah, 94 was a rough year for a lot of people.
Maybe?
1998. Was he active in 1998, the player?
No.
So many players that were active in 1998. He was not active in 1998.
No.
Was he known for one team or many teams?
He was known for one team.
I think you're lying about being active in 98 to throw us off the trail because you don't want us to guess and then put you in an awkward situation.
Yeah, I don't feel like, you know.
Why not? He screwed you. He did a crappy thing at a charity event.
Well,
I
did a really, really nice thing for him and another player at one of our charity events. Really nice thing for him.
You fly him in?
Well, you would have to fly a lot of the guys in, but and just so happened these two players happened to be in the same situation, and I recognized their brilliance, and I wanted to recognize their brilliance at one of our pre-night dinners before the golf tournament, and I did, and I gave them both beautiful gifts.
Oh, okay,
beautiful gifts,
and they
and the one guy basically tried to auction his gift off.
Oh.
For money for himself. And would not sign a another one that I had made to auction off.
Wow.
And he saw what that one went for.
And then wanted the money for himself.
And wouldn't sign that one, but wanted to sell the other one for that amount of money at this charity event for himself.
That is incredible. At the event. So you didn't find this out months later. At the event, he tried to use the people there to auction off this thing and then take the money for himself.
Yes.
And you're still protecting this guy.
Well, I found out about it at the event. But, you know, and I just shook my head and just said, you know what? Some people you never know.
That sounds like a wide receiver.
Did you confront the guy at the event?
No. No.
Did you have somebody confront the guy at the event?
No, but I had to apologize profusely to the guy who bought the auction item.
So awkward.
because he wouldn't sign it.
So awkward.
I said, I'm really, really sorry. I try to do everything first class, and I try to treat everybody the right way. And unfortunately, you know, you can't control everybody, and you can't control everybody's commentary. And I had to apologize. And, you know, when you run events, things like that happen.
Local?
And things like, well, it was locally done. I had my golf tournament here. It was at Sands Point, I believe.
But it wasn't a player on a local team?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
It was just not a very nice.
Al, have you heard this story before?
I feel like I have, but the name has never been revealed.
And the guy who bought it was really nice. He was very understanding. He goes, you know what? You can keep the money and you can have it back.
Oh, nice. What a great guy that is.
I said, I don't want it back.
Well, I mean, that's one of those things that's like, man, you see the best and the worst
in
people
on the
same night.
Maybe you can auction off again. I said, you know what? I'm, you know, the headache, the stress, and the agita that this is giving me right now, it's just not worth it.
You know, I got to give you credit for taking the high road all these years later. I would not have done that. I would be trashing that person for the rest of my life, probably. Mm. Putting me in that tough spot, acting like a jerk. At some point, I might have forgiven that person.
I'll tell you, you know, like guys like Rick Pitino, Troy Aikman, guys, they actually brought their own checks and wrote checks to my foundation for Gunner.
And this guy was a defensive player, you said?
I didn't say that.
Oh. I thought I'd catch you in a moment there.
Yeah, I know.
You are rock solid.
I would say 99.9% of the times that I ever did anything with any athletes that would come back for something that I would ask them to do, they were all unbelievable. Great, truly gentlemen.
Have you had a conversation with this guy since this event?
No.
Have not. NFL player, 90s. Not active, but I believe active. I believe you're throwing us off the trail. There wouldn't have been a player who was that much of a jerk who wasn't active at that point. Those old-time NFL guys are like the nicest guys ever.
You'd be surprised. Yeah, maybe you wouldn't be surprised. I don't know.
Those old-time NFL guys, like,
right.
You run into like a Chuck Foreman or something, or a Deacon Jones, rest his soul. He's passed away, right?
I think. Yes, he has. I work with Deacon Jones, by the way.
Yeah, those guys were great.
He was awesome. George in Minnesota. Georgie, what's happening?
Hey, guys, I just wanted to check in. Boomer, you guys were talking this morning about favorite players, and my favorite player growing up was...
Was who?
Was Danny White.
And, yeah.
You know, he was drafted long before you, but, you know, I was looking back at the draft history, and in 84, we drafted some linebacker in like with the 25th pick. You were drafted in the second round by the Bengals.
Right.
What would have happened if you would have been drafted by the Dallas Cowboys?
Didn't the Cowboys draft Steve Pollard out of Washington that year?
That could be. I was researching it, and he was, you know, I couldn't stand the guy.
So that Steve Pollard was the guy at your charity event. Is that what it was?
No, it wasn't. I think the Cowboys drafted him that year. So Steve Young would have been number one overall to the Bengals, but he went to the LA Express of the USFL. I then held a press conference saying, I didn't grow up rooting for the, you know, Memphis Showboats or the Washington Federals.
I'm an NFL
I'm an NFL guy all the way, 100%, which my agent was not very happy with.
Vic in Jersey. Hello, Vic.
Gentlemen.
Hey.
Yo, what's happening, Vic?
I know who the guy was, Boomer. I'm going to reveal it right now.
All right. Who was it?
It was Phil Sims. Screw Phil Sims.
Screw Phil Sims.
I will tell you 100% that it was not Phil Sims. And I will tell you that Phil Sims still comes to a number of events that I throw to this day and couldn't be any nicer to the people that that come up to him and just basically, you know, just want to, all they want to do is talk about the Giants.
How about that one Super Bowl we went to recently and Phil was with us, and when we got down to baggage claim, some dude was there with a giant bag of Super Bowl memorabilia from Phil's year, and Phil stood there and signed everything.
He's very gracious that way. I remember the guy came up to me first and said, Phil, will you sign this stuff? I said, get the hell out of my face.
That's great.
And then he recognized, the other guy's Phil Sims. There you go.
Oh, man, I'm still racking my brain. Eddie, do you know? You have any guesses here?
I thought maybe I did, but since he sort of gave a little hints of the description, then no.
It's driving me nuts. I don't want this guy getting away with this.
Doesn't matter. It's over with.
It matters to me.
It matters to me.
Does the guy currently have a good reputation, a bad reputation, or neutral?
I guess it all depends on, you know, where he is and what he's doing. And you know, because I know I've seen actually people lining up for autographs that he's – that when he does autograph signings. You know, we all do kind of autograph signings every now and again.
Yeah.
And he's extremely popular in that regard.
Al, you were nodding and smiling like you had a guy.
No, I just thought that was interesting. I was doing my interesting look.
All right. Yeah, Eddie gave me some in my ear. I did not say that out loud. I'm thinking that might be it, too. But then I said local, and he said not local. All right.
I love the Phil Sims guess. That was great.
Screw Phil Sims!
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
So Chris was out in the audience, and, you know, he's with a microphone, a handheld microphone, and Michael's up on the stage, and they're doing this auction thing going at one of our black tie events.
Yeah.
And it's great. And these guys are getting guys really fired up and everything. And somebody said something unkind to Michael about the sack with Brett Favre. And, you know, it was
sensitive issue at that time.
And it was heard over the microphone because Collinsworth gave this guy the microphone.
Ah.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
And Strahan didn't take kindly to that.
I think Michael just kind of let it go off his back. He was great about it. He was very professional about it. But I had another friend who had asked Michael to come to it. That guy had a real problem with it.
Mm.
So I had to kind of like work that out.
Man, I tell you, a lot of big personalities in this sports world, man.
Yeah, but, you know, it's and in the financial world, too, for that matter.
Yeah.
But it was it's something that we look back on fondly now to these days, and we have a laugh over it.
Good. That's the way it should be.
Right.
So,
when you run events and you invite people to events, you can't always control everything that happens. But it's still I always think that it is a reflection on you.
Yeah.
So you always have to make sure that you realize that, man, people hopefully understand that you're sorry and it's an awkward situation and it happened and too bad and that kind of thing.
So I guess it wasn't you, but someone told me that they had an issue at a charity event with Spud Webb. But
really?
It wasn't you, though.
It wasn't me, no.
That's why I thought NBA at first when you told me.
Spud Webb, I was at an event with Spud Webb, though.
Like, someone told me at a
minute. Spud Webb is a cool dude.
I got to find out who that was who had this Spud Webb horrible thing that they told me. And I was like, I never looked at Spud Webb the same. All right. So
but I would say, Spud Webb's a celebrity, and so is Al. Mark in Miami. Al, Mark, what's happening?
Okay.
How you doing, Boomer?
Good. What's going on?
And, Gio, I wanted to start off by saying, is Big Al there?
Yes, he's here, yep.
Okay. I got 14 people walking around Miami with the Al and Wimsey T-shirts.
Oh, how about that? Look at that.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. The one that has the picture says, hey there.
So the one that Al's not making any money off of. Right, that one.
Oh, right. And for you, Boomer, I just want to let you know that I know a few people that have the cystic fibrosis, and you are an absolute great human being for what you do for that disease.
Well, thank you, Mark. I appreciate that. And now, for some reason, we couldn't hear you through your microphone.
I was saying these are bootleg T-shirts. I don't approve.
Yeah.
Where did they come from?
They're bootlegging.
Some guy sent them to us, and then Eddie gave them to us. So there's some in the office, and I guess he's selling them on a website.
Yeah, I've worn it on the show.
He has them. I saw that he has them on eBay also.
Mm. Yeah, see?
How much are they going for?
I'm sure he's not selling very many of them. I don't know.
Well, do you remember when you guys used to go on eBay to see what I was selling with my name on it?
Yeah, I still occasionally will do that.
Oh, you do that. Okay.
Yeah. So, did it yesterday, didn't you? You sent us something yesterday on eBay, didn't you?
No.
Somebody did. I could have sworn Jerry it was you.
It was not me. Hmm.
Oh.
All right.
I remember seeing something, too. I don't remember what. But now there's so many, you know, sports cards are back in the mix with being very popular. So it's hard to weed through. It's so many different cards.
Yeah,
I used to like the weird items, like a chocolate bar from 1989 or something with Boomer's face on it.
Yeah, so I went through my old cards and found some good stuff in there. But I don't I don't know if I want to go through the whole selling them thing, because you got to send them out to get graded and then come back and everything else. And I'm like,
did you see a Tom Brady rookie card went for $1.4 million?
Yeah, a Luka Doncic signed one of one went for $4.6 million.
Really?
$4.6 million. And the video of the guy pulling the card is just so funny. Because it's like the guy that you would think was the crazy card collector.
These are real cards.
Yeah, these are real cards, And signed one of one Luka Doncic. And he's like, oh, baby, woo! He's like screaming when he pulls the card because he knows he just made $4.6 million. The freaking playing card. Signed, Luka Doncic. But yeah, I even downloaded there's an app that you download to see, like, if you got old cards. It's called Sports Card Investor, and then you can look it up and see what they've been selling for.
Really?
Yeah. So wow. I actually did look into that, but I don't have the time for this.
Remember the McGuire USA card back in the day?
Sure. Yeah.
Before he started with the
you don't have the time stuff. For this.
I don't. I really don't, man.
You said you do nothing.
That's not true anymore.
Okay.
With this whole house thing, I'm something every day. So I don't. If this were prior to the whole house buying selling process, I would have time for it. Right now, I don't have time for it.
Okay,
my whole house is boxes.
I thought buying and selling a house should be easy.
Come on, you kidding me?
I've been through it.
Well, for you, it's easy. Here's 15 mil. Here you go, cash.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know,
give me the keys. I'll give you an envelope,
Eddie.
Yeah.
God, Jesus.
Al, do you remember this?
It's the Boomer Esiason eBay item of the week.
Oh, my Lord.
I do remember that eBay item of the week.
That's great. It's all cards now, though. You're right. I mean, everything is just old sports cards. Every single thing. But I got some really old cards that were handed down to me, like stuff from the 50s. I even have a couple of those tobacco cards. You know,
wow.
Not the Honus Wagner one, obviously, but like the other ones. Because if I had the Honus Wagner one, that would be...
Honus or Honus?
Honus? Honus Wagner? Honus Wagner?
Honus.
Honus, Honus, whatever. Him. Pittsburgh
Him.
Pirates. Honus, Honus. You say Honus, I say Honus. All right? Honus Wagner, that one. If I had that one, I wouldn't be sitting here. I'd have millions and millions
that
of dollars.
That is true.
I'd be on a catamaran somewhere outside of the British Virgin Islands. All right, what do you got there, Jerry?
Brought to you by Dell Technologies. So just quickly, your Knicks won last night into the All-Star break. They're 19-18. Here was Coach Thibs on where his club is and what they've done.
There's some good things that we did, and obviously some things that we have to improve upon. And the break comes at a good time. We've had a difficult schedule in terms of travel.
And it gets more difficult coming up at Milwaukee, Oklahoma City, Brooklyn, and Philadelphia. One more from Thibodeau. So what will you do during the break?
Take a look at the first half, dig into it, and then, of course, be ready for the second half. And the challenge will be great. It should bring the best out in us, but just don't change our approach. concentrate on improvement each and every day.
Which is what they've been doing. And Julius Randle and R.J. Barrett seem like they have gotten better and better every day. Randle 27-16-7. He is off to the All-Star game. Barrett shot 9 of 13 last night. He had 21 points. In terms of the All-Star game itself, you had Kevin Durant selecting his team. He did take Kyrie Irving, James Harden, and Julius Randle. And Obi Toppin will be in the slam dunk contest on Sunday. Spring baseball today, not much going on. Yankees play the Tigers in Tampa. I believe the Mets are off. The Rangers played the Devils last night. New Jersey gets out to a 1-0 lead, and before you knew it, it was over.
Kreider shoots. He scores! It's a hat trick for Chris Kreider! Oh, baby, what a night!
Yeah, it was Kreider on the Storm for
sure. Affectionately known as effing Kreider, yes. And what a pass by Ryan Strome, man. God almighty, he is so good at setting guys up.
Well, he had the natural hat trick, did Kreider.
Yes.
Buchnevich scored as well. So did Lafreniere. Igor Shesterkin, however, did leave with a lower body injury. So that was the bad news for the Rangers. Devils have not played well of late. The Islanders beat the Sabres 5-2 as Matt Martin is turning into Wayne Gretzky right in front of our eyes.
Ristolainen had it for a second, pulled off his stick by Cizikas, who ducks underneath the hit of Montour. Matt Martin driving to the net, got the shot away, he scores! The second goal tonight for Matt Martin.
That is Brendan Burke on MSG+.
Even he was surprised.
Well, hey, listen.
He sounded surprised.
Twice.
That guy's good.
Brendan Burke's very good. I mean, by the way, can you play the one where he shoots it off at Lindmark's head?
I can. It's not great, though.
It's not great? Because I'd like to hear it. You know, that would really be surprising.
That was the first goal.
Yes. Right?
His first goal?
Yeah.
Here, let's see. Is it,
at least it was plus two. How many people did he hit?
This one deflects in past Johansson, and the Islanders have a 2-0 lead.
Someone screwed that cut off.
That was terrible.
I mean,
he is literally 3 feet below the end line.
What a shot.
Guy's skilled, man. We've
great
all known
precision.
This. Finally breaking out.
That's exactly
right. People said he was overpaid. Give me a break. Underpaid.
He's just showing up for his daughter. That's all showing off, I should say.
Yeah.
Well, he's got 4 goals now on the season. The Islanders are 13-6-4.
4 goals. Come on.
Yeah, 4 goals. How many did you score in the NHL, Boomer?
None, but right. I did have 2 last Saturday.
No,
I stayed at a Holiday Inn Express.
That's fine, and you're yes. smarter for that. But if you're going to tell us how many yards we've passed for in the NFL, we'll ask you how many goals if you're going to mock Matt. I mean, let's be honest.
Right.
Ben Roethlisberger.
I am playing hockey. You guys are not playing.
I played football yesterday.
But you guys don't do anything.
I threw 3 touchdown passes yesterday, had 2 interceptions in an 11-U football game.
All right, I like
come
it.
Come get some.
The official quarterback?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
That's the way it worked. And then I was a safety, and I was picking passes off left and right. Ben Roethlisberger agreed to a restructured contract. He will take around $14 million next season, so he stays. And with that, because it is lengthy, but it's good, I'm going to get to moment of the day because it's a two-parter. And it's brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it.
Why, cause?
Money! So very early this morning, Eddie was explaining his expertise of strange sex fetishes to Gio.
So the cuck queen world yes. and these horse people?
Well, I mean, it's a sort of an offshoot of it where people like to pretend that they're horses and then the dominant person will ride them and whip them.
Okay. So they like to, all right, so I get it. So the person who's pretending to be the horse is getting humiliated.
Correct.
And they enjoy that.
Yes.
All I was trying to say was do what you love that makes you happy.
What are you looking at me for? Just Google horseplay.
I don't know, man.
Google horseplay?
There's an official name for it.
I'm not.
Hey, Eddie, what else are you Googling when you shut that door every Thursday afternoon?
it's a Thursday at 10:05.
Horse cuck queen.
All right, so that's part one. That would lead us to part two. Later in the show, Eddie screening calls and things took a very weird turn.
All right, hold on with your tilapia sex change point for the boys.
Maybe that guy was a part of his little cuckold.
Right, that's on Eddie's one of Eddie's cuckold message board friends.
You call now is a good time to get through before
Jesus out. You got to get back here. I'm telling you. It's like free for all Friday.
Are you talking about like a fake vagina that you would buy, let's say, at an adult store? Or rather, a useful fake vagina in which you would carry with you for the rest of your life to be functional? Because there are two different fake vaginas.
God. Did you ever think in your life you'd ever be talking about what you're talking about?
No!
Right? Nope, me neither. Moment of the day. Brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. That might be an all-timer right there.
Boomer saying, maybe that guy is part of Eddie's cuckold. Could be my favorite sentence that has been uttered since I got this job. all right. Very good.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You too, man.
Hey, can we get Joe G back on about tilapia? Yeah.
They're doing what with them now? See, I fly mine in from Honduras for people to eat. I don't make the fake vaginas with my tilapia. I don't know. Maybe they do that. I don't know where they do that. Maybe they're doing that somewhere in the city. Somewhere. I don't know. But I don't do that. I fly mine in from Honduras. What?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
There you go, Al. Little BTO. You've heard that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
So solid.
We got to get that video because people request this on Fridays. That video of us dancing You know that video, the two of us dancing out, where it's like it's got that music in the background. I don't know.
Yes.
Izzo put it together.
Mm-hmm.
We got to.
You
gotta,
want that?
We got to tweet that out every Friday. That's got to be a tradition.
Feelings.
The Friday feelings, especially when right. you know your teams are winning like the way our teams are winning.
Friday feels every Friday. What's the whimsy situation? You were outside. You came back with a hat and a red nose, and I don't know what happened there.
She was giving me the I have to poop wine, which I let her whine for a little bit, but then where I feel like I'm hoping she goes back to sleep, but she was really like, listen, I'm going to go in the corner of the house here. Get moving. And then, but the problem is she won't go right outside the house. She only poops way up the block, so I have to run her up there.
So that's like, that's the one spot. Because she sniffs around.
Yeah.
Has to be here. I'm comfortable here. This is my spot.
She's got a nice smell there.
Yeah.
Yes. There's a lot going on up there.
Maybe there's some other dog, you know, dropping deuces over there.
I think so. I think it's a big deuce area.
Yeah.
The community dog deuce location. So there's actually a different... there's actually a different wine for number one and number two for her.
Yeah, she seems to not have any problem holding her urine forever. So, but when she has to go to number two, she
aren't
she
you
needs
like
out.
That?
No, I can't even hold my number one anymore.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, once you get a little older.
Once you get, you guys are not that old.
I mean, the prostate dose starts at like 40. You got to start
really downhill.
Yeah.
Is there anything you could do to prevent it?
No,
you just that's it. Because Jerry's going through it big time. He's up 6-7 times a night having a go.
Maybe you should eat more tilapia.
Okay. Please. No. I think we have found out that's not the answer to anything. Tilapia is really not the answer to anything. Gary's in Brooklyn. What's up, Gary?
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I think I solved the wine and Coca-Cola concoction mystery. I was watching a repeat of No Reservations with Anthony Bourdain, and he was in Argentina, and this is like from 2007, and he was at a small street fair, and they were serving the wine and Coca-Cola mixture down there, and he was shocked by it. But when he tried it, he actually said to his companion he was touring with that it actually was pretty good.
Oh no. So
yeah, but how could you not like anything with Coca-Cola?
Yeah, I mean, it's a sugary delicious drink like that. I mean, it was not high-end wine though, Gary, right? Like that's the thing I've learned. It's like
it's Argentinian wine. You figure it was a Malbec, it could have been pretty good, you know. I don't know, but it was served out of a street fair. It seems to be very popular down in Argentina, so
I got a lot of tweets on that, Gary. I got a lot of people telling me that this is a normal thing. Yes,
I know. It's crazy.
I haven't done it. I hadn't heard of it.
And I'm just not going to do it. I can't do it. It's just one of those things. It's like drinking tequila and milk.
You know those 8-ounce bottles of Coke?
Sure,
the old
course.
Bottles.
Yeah. Retro bottle thing.
There is nothing better than that.
You get ice cold.
I mean, come on.
Crack that open.
Ridiculous how good it is.
It's so good. It really is just absolutely delicious. Now I'm going to need to have that on my drive home.
I'm sorry. But, you know, it'll actually give you a little pick-me-up for your drive home.
It may.
I'm not a big 16-ounce or 12-ounce guy,
just
but give me a little 8.
One.
Yeah, just give me the 8-ounce.
I don't know if I can get that anywhere.
In the bottle.
Maybe I'll just get the... You know what actually tastes good? I have to say the Coke Zero is not bad. I know that the diet and the... regular people say like it's still not good for you, but Coke Zero does taste pretty good to me. And the cherry Coke Zero.
Actually, I love Coke Zero.
Yeah, it's good, right? Oh,
terrific.
And a cherry Coke Zero, man. Give me one of those. I'm satisfied. But I feel like the diet sodas, though, sometimes people say it's just as bad for you as the regular sodas because your body processes it the same way. Is that true? Like every one of these shows that I watch with the like 600-pound life or the 1,000-pound sisters, and they say... Like the 1,000-pound sisters say they drank the sodies. I have like 16,
what
17.
Are they, like big gulps?
Sodies a day. No, they just had the cans of diet soda that they would drink all day long. Like every day. And then the doctor's like, we got to stop that. But it's zero calories. That's the thing I don't understand. So how could it be that bad for if it's zero calories?
What?
I don't understand it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.